Okay, Shin Samech Bet. We're starting Seif Yud, and now we're going to cover quite a bit from Surat HaPetach issues. Okay. So you saw pictures we sent out, and what's up? And I've tried to photocopy a few this time. Okay, Yud, let's read. Just Surat HaPetach, just to point out. So we're using Surat HaPetach. We're gonna read it. It's basically two posts and then another, two vertical posts and then another horizontal post, string, something that goes up top. And that's gonna create a wall. So just to point out, Surat HaPetach, does it work? De'araisa. So it's a question mark. If Surat HaPetach works de'araisa or only de'rabanan, in which situations? Basically, if you're gonna have like a canopy, you make a canopy, and you've just got a roof, and on all four sides, it's only Surat HaPetach, so that's not going to work, at least for a Din D'Oraisa. For a Shus HaRabim, that's not going to work. Let's say you have two walls, and it could be connecting each other, or two opposite walls, and it's completely Mefulash, wide open in the middle. So then most Rishonim will say, I'll save that for next. That's going to be talking about the walls. I'm just going to say it's a big discussion. When does Surat HaPetach work on a Din D'Oraisa? So we'll leave it at that. It's a separate sugya. Okay. Again, Yud. Im asat Surat HaPetach afil apirtza yetera me'eser. Now, if Surat HaPetach can be as long as you want it to be. It could be a few tfachim, it could be many, many hundred of amot, it doesn't matter. Mutar, it works, okay? Even because normally a pirtz of a complete wall that's missing, or an opening in any wall of more than 10 amos is a real problem. Sometimes you see people build around their property or a house, what they call an eruv, it just means four walls of Surat HaPetach, and sometimes they have openings, especially for driveways and things like that. If there's an opening of 10 amos, it's 100%, it's a breach, and it ruins the whole Rosh Hashanah Yachid. You may have four walls, but you don't have a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Okay. V'afilu lo na'atz ela arba'a kundesin v'arba ruchot v'asa Surat HaPetach al gabeyin. Mutar. So this is the case where you have a canopy, you have a base type of thing, or and you basically have four walls made of four Surat HaPetach. So it works. V'hanimili b'chatzer u'mavoy shiyesh b'hen diyorin. So this works in by a person's chatzer, by a person where people live. It works. Aval b'bika in an open field, or you go camping. Lo mahane, it doesn't work. B'shekol haruchot ha'idei Surat HaPetach. If all of them are Surat HaPetach, so then that doesn't work. L'harambam, ein Surat HaPetach ha'moyal apirtzi yeter mi'eser, ela inkein omen mirbal ha'paros. Rambam just also, Shulchan Aruch holds, you can have a Surat HaPetach as long as you want it to be. The Rambam qualifies it, he says, wait, Surat HaPetach sometimes could be longer, but sometimes it's maxed out at 10 amos. When is the case of 10 amos? Is if it's going to be parutz more than omed. But if you have omed merubala parutz, then you're allowed to have it even longer. V'az mehane afil v'bika b'chol aruchos. And then, if it's omed merubala parutz, then it's allowed to be even in all four directions. Okay. Or at least if, yeah, okay. All right, so let's go on. Yud Aleph. Mahut Surat HaPetach. What is it, Surat HaPetach? Which we said, kane mikan, v'kane mikan, v'kane al-gaben. Two sticks, vertical sticks, and then one stick on top. Afilo enu nogea behen, ela sheish b'neim kama amos. Even if it's many amos or meters, way above. They don't have to be touching. They don't have to be connecting. It has the thing on top. Well, let's read. Ubilvad shehe gova akani mishemikanu mikan asara tfachim. The minimum requirements is that each kana, each stick, is at least 10 tfachim high. V'yu mechuvanim keneged kana ha'elyon. And that it's, and that the top rod must be 100% on top of the vertical sticks. Right? It has to mamish be covering it. Does not have to be touching. It could be 100 feet up. But when you're looking from a bird's eye view, it can't be off to the side. It has to be where it's aligned perfectly. Correct. So you basically, once you have your vertical post 10 tfachim high, you can imagine it goes up l'shamayim straight up, and it has to touch the string or the horizontal rod that's up on top.
The gap doesn't need to be less than 4.
No, the gap could be as much as you want. Okay. Afilu einu nagei behen, afilu sheish b'neim kama amos, v'vad sheyehe gova kanim shemikan asara tfachim, v'yug mechuvanim keneged kana ha'elyon, v'im chiber hakana ha'elyon mishnei hakanim, o le'echad mehen min atzar. Now let's say you attach the top rod on the side. Again, there's, I guess you can kind of see in pictures, but basically, you have your vertical, your top, I don't know what we're going to call it, a top rod that's connected. If you attach it from the sides of the two posts, so then it doesn't work. And if you were to tie a string around those two posts, and then the string, the entire rope never goes on top of the rod. It's always on top of the posts. It's always just around the posts, and then you connect it to the other side, to the other post. That's 100% no good. Lo mahane. Well, we'll see in a second. The Taz does allow it. Hold on. V'tzarech shiyu akanim shevitzdadim chazakim v'kabel delet kol shehu. Now the sides have to be, for Tzurat HaPetach, it needs to be strong enough that it can hold up a door. Because we're making like Tzurat HaPetach, like an opening for a doorway. Afilu shalkash shalkanim, but it could be extremely light. It could be just a small door made up of straw, which really does not weigh much, and that's fine. Aval kana she'al gaban sagi b'kol shehu, v'afilu gemi mehani. Shulchan Aruch writes, but the rod that's on top, it could be the lightest item, it could be any material, it just has to cover from on top of each kana and each kana. And from right, each post on each side. Okay. And that does not have to be of any strength. The only thing is it must be where it's not going to blow down and fall off on Shabbos. It has to be, everything has to be where it's not going to not fall apart on Shabbos. The two things on the two posts on the side, they have to be where they're not moving around, they're jiggling around in the wind, because they come in place for forming a wall. And we learned that a wall is not allowed to blow in the wind. It needs to be where it's stationary, even with a normal wind. So that's important, and it only applies to the side posts, but does not apply to the string. We'll call it a string on top. Okay. Right, and if it's not 100% aligned, like we mentioned before, then it's 100% puzzle. The Taz has the opinion that if you tie the string, it's in one of the pictures. If you tie a string towards the top, and the string never goes on top, but it's next to it, so he holds it's okay, and pretty much all the poskim disagree. And so it's not generally not relied upon, if at all. Okay. What else? Let's say you have part of the post that sticks out above the string. It's in the pictures. Let's say you make a big on the top of your vertical posts. You have a big deep groove, and now the string is in the bottom of the groove. So now you have part of the thing sticking up above. So that's a question, it's a suffix in a poskim. Okay, we'll leave it like that. But the Mishnah Berurah says at least if it's basically at the same height as the top. It just goes inside the groove, a mashahu, so then it's okay. Again, if you're going to have a pole and you make a drill a hole and you go right through the pole and you're going to put a string right through the pole, again, so these are areas of a suffix. If you were to put a nail on top of the vertical posts and you tie a string around that nail, that for sure be okay because the string is on top of the posts. We don't consider that min atzad.
Why do you consider the nail to be part of the post?
I'm not sure. Good question. Perhaps all the cases work. Perhaps they don't. It's a question mark. But that's okay. Mishnah Berurah raises a question on a tele. On a, oh, I don't have a sent it out. Picture of, let's say you have telephone wires. You have, let's say you can have cases where the you have the post, and then you have like a T. You have a side post, a side rod, or a side piece. There you go. And you have a little stick that juts out from the side, and you put the string on top of those sticks. So that's also generally not recommended when building an Eruvin. I think that's one of the issues in some city Eruvin, Machlokas issues. But that's generally not relied upon. But again, that's discussed again in the postgame if that's considered on top. Because it's on top of something, but it's not on top of your main post. Okay. Mishnah Berurah points out if the two posts don't have to be the same height, and the string can even be on an angle, on a slope. That's okay. What happened? Now, does it? So the Mishnah Berurah first says that the string does not have to be very strong. It can move in the wind, and then he quotes from the Mishkanos Yaakov, who says it needs to be where it doesn't. Even the top string can't move at all. So lechatchila, we try and do that, and it can't. So it doesn't move at all. And he also says recommends that it should not even sag going down. Okay, seems like Mikar Adin. There is what to rely on, but okay, lechatchila, we would try and make it so that it doesn't sag. What else? Anything important to bring out? We briefly mentioned before, we'll just mention it again. Let's say you were going to have a canopy. So we said you can even use the roof of a canopy. If you just have four poles on every corner of a canopy, we had this in Shin Mem, I think it was the end of Shin Mem Vav. You have a canopy on top, and on every corner you have a pole, so that can be considered a tzurat petach. The Mishnah Berurah says, even if it's just a flat roof, you can say we're not saying pitikra on all four sides, we're saying tzurat petach you can use on all four sides, because each one of the four posts, right, is the two side posts, and the string on top is the actual edge of the roof. Just to point out, the Chazon Ish says though, but that only works if part of the edge of the roof comes down a little bit over also. So just okay. Let's go to Yudbet. Kippa. Okay, now you have Perush Sha'ar Asui B'Kippa. You have an entranceway which is, what's around?
A dome.
Very good. Im yesh biragleha, if on the two sides, dehainu kodem sheitchil itagel, in other words, you first have two side posts, the walls are straight, and then comes the dome afterwards, after the asara tzfachim, then muteret mishum tzurat petach. That's okay. You're allowed to have tzurat petach that's round going up. And just to point out, there's a machloket, and here I'll just show you the pictures. If the archway, or the dome, the arch is, if it's arched both on top and on bottom, in other words, it's just there's no flat surface, so then, happens to be a machloket, if that works. Certainly if it's straight across on the top, that for sure works. And if you have the two vertical, that also, I think the Chazon Ish writes and others, that also works. It's considered like an arch. So then, okay. It's considered like an arch. So, all right. Okay, let's go on to the next one. Shin Samach Gimel, Dine mavwe velechi. So now we're coming to make walls. It's going to be a little bit of chatzer, but also mavwe and lechi. Let's see. Just a reminder, if we didn't say, how many walls do you need to be a rishus hayachid deraisa? So the Rambam holds you need to have three walls and a mashahu, or four, well, again, a beginning of a fourth wall. And what most Rishonim, Vipaskin, is you only need three walls, even if the fourth wall is completely open, even if you were to have two walls, and then you have a certain tikkun for the third, that would also work. Okay? But sometimes it doesn't work. Just having two walls sometimes won't work if the Rabbim are able just to walk right through it. Then of Ati Rabbim Umervat Leit Mechitzta, because if it's not a proper wall, and people are still walking right through it, then that kind of ruins the wall, and it's no longer as a dinner rishus yachid. Okay, Aleph. Makom shiyesho shalosh mechitzot. So here, the Shulchan Aruch paskins, once you have three mechitzos, and the fourth one is completely open, that is a full rishus yachid deraisa. Asru chachamim, but the chachamim, asru letalto bo ad shiaseh shum tikkun barvit. But he says, midorabanan, you still need something at the fourth wall. Right, Mishnah Berurah points out, it's obvious, doesn't matter if it's, we're talking about Carmelis or Rishas Sarabim, you still need that fourth wall. You need a fourth wall, maybe Darabanan, maybe Daraisa, but you still need that fourth. Okay. Oh, well, it's obviously Midarabanan. But anyways, according to the Shulchan Aruch. Right, otherwise it's Doma to a Rishas Sarabim, and there it goes there. Beis. Chatzer shenifratz b'milu'o ad eser amos. Now, let's say you have a chatzer, and it became completely open on one wall up to 10 amos. If the wall is only 10 amos, so then, nitar bepas rachav arba'at fachim shi'amidenu mitzad echad b'makom ha'parutz, then all you need to do is on one side put up a wall of four tfachim. Okay? One wall of four tfachim, and that'll be enough. Right? 10 high and 4 wide. That'll be enough to enclose it. If you wanted, so you have a choice. One is on one wall, one side. You have a whole wall is missing, right? So you have three walls. On the open, where there's no wall, on one side you can put a small wall that's four tefachim wide. Or the other option is, on both sides, you just put a mashahu on each side. You put a little rod, a little stick on each side, and that's enough. Or you had four walls, and then it fell down. And what was left is one tefach on each side. So then, that also works. Of course, it's obvious, must be at least 10 tefachim high. Mishnah Berurah points out that according to the Shulchan Aruch, if you have an open wall, there's a missing wall, you have the option of putting a mashahu on each side. But if the wall was there and it fell, then it must be a tefach remaining on each side. The Mishnah Berurah says, he holds, it's a machlokas. It's even machloket among Poskei Ashkenaz. The Mishnah Berurah writes, though, it's the same, as long as even if there was a wall and it collapsed, as long as there's still a mashuhu bolet on each side, that works. And you don't have to have a full tefach. Okay? V'afilu ein v'pirtz arba'at tefachim. Even if the opening is not four tefachim, but it's the whole wall, kevan shehu b'milu, oh, tzarech tikkun. Even if the fourth wall, it's ad sheheba pachos mishlosha, unless it's less than three tefachim because of lavud. But the fourth wall, you need to have something. Okay? V'im yesh ba pirtza yoter me'eser amos. But what if the pirtza was more than 10 amos? We started. So then, ilu eina b'mloat tzarech hatakna b'tzoret ha'petach. So then you have to fix it with, it won't be enough to fix it with just a board of four or a mashu on each side. Then you need to have, it tzoret ha'petach so that it won't be an opening of 10. And I think we'll just say here. No, we'll save it for later. Okay. Fine. Let's go on. Gimel. Mavoi sheish bo shlosha mechitzot. Now you have a mavoi and it's got three walls. Uparotz mitzad revi. And it's open on the fourth one. Itiru belechi. All you need to do is just put one little lechi. So you see where, which is like one little beam. That's what the word means. It's a little beam. But it, again, it could be she'ovel v'rochbo kol shehu. But it could be a mashehu. The thickness, both, two dimension, could be a mashehu, it just has to be 10 tefachim high. Okay? Now, you see that we're more, a little more mekel by a mavoi. Mishnah Berurah points out, because and for a chatzer, we said it needs to be pas arba. If you're only doing one side, you have to have at least a wall of four tefachim, and here you have to have just a mashehu is enough on one side. Says because by a chatzer, there's more tznius, it's more private, you use it all the time, so there were more machmer by a mavoi, it was more, in general, it's more open and even less private and shared by many people, and therefore there were more mekel. I don't know. Shiamidenu, the petach hamavoi v'yeh govo asar tvachim. So it just has to be by the entrance of a mavoi. Umikol davar shiasenu kasher. And you can make it from anything. Afilu mibalei chayim. You can even make it from an animal. Ubivad shekshirenu sham b'chavlim l'kotli hamavoi b'teidot shiotzim min haktalim v'inyan she'enu yachol lirbots. But you have to just tie it there so it doesn't go away and it doesn't fall down. So it doesn't fall down below 10 tefachim. And even if you tie a person there for Shabbos and he's stuck there, then it also counts as a lechi. But it's not a recommended way of doing it. And there's a discussion if he has to know or not know, but at least since he's all tied up, then you can't move anyway. So, okay. Fine, let's go on. Dalet. Imish ktat kotel baruch revi. Ola mishum lechi. Now, as long as you have a little bit of a wall on the fourth wall, then that's good enough, and that counts as a lechi. Bivat shehebo rochav tefach. As long as it's a rochav tefach, that works. Okay. And the Mishnah Berurah says, even if it's a mashehu. Okay. Hey. Okay. And we hold, even if you didn't put it there, lechatchila, kaimulan de lechi ha'omen me'elav gamkin kasher, even if a lechi was there by itself, and that's what's left, it also works. Hey, lechi di'i nashi be'zika lo matzekai lo chashiv lechi. So we mentioned this by Tzora Sepetach, it's the same thing by a lechi. Since a lechi comes to replace a mechitza, so therefore, if it's going to sway in the wind, so then it's pasul, it doesn't work. It has to be where it's solid and it doesn't move in the wind. The Mishnah Berurah says you only have to worry about the bottom 10 tefachim because that's all you need. If let's say it's really tall, the top can sway all you want. It doesn't matter as long as the first 10 tefachim are solid. Okay. Vav. Tzarech shelo yehe lechi rachok min hakotel shlosha tefachim. It's important that the lechi cannot be more than 3 tefachim away from the wall. As otherwise, that was a takana, needs to be a part of the wall, or mishum heker, whatever it then is. But it needs to be within 3 tefachim. You have up to lavud, and if it's farther, it's not called a lechi for the mavoi, and it doesn't work.
Is that both in the direction of travel and also to the side?
You want to repeat the question?
I'm not sure if I understand the question. We're talking about, let's say you're looking inside. You're facing the opening of 3 walls of the mavoi,
and
the lechi is within the mavoi. I mean, yeah, the lechi is, we're assuming, again, it depends, but let's assume the lechi is within the walls, and so it juts in, or it juts out is a problem, because it needs to be within the walls. So we'll discuss that. Okay. So it has... If it juts in, it still needs to be 3. Oh, I see what you mean. If it juts in either direction, I think within 3.
The sides also.
The sides?
Yeah, it's 3. To the right or left, it's a distance of 3 to the right.
On both sides, yeah. Okay.
So both in the direction of the travel and to the side.
Yeah, I think so. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah just points out that if the lechi that you have is more than three tefachim, it could be, it says to be machmer, but it could be that you allowed more than three tefachim, as long as the wall is wider than that airspace. Okay. If you got that, great. It's okay. And let's see. Okay, I think I'm going to do a little bit more. Fine. He makes another case, but he says, okay, this was the case. Surat HaPetach. I think we sent that in one of the pictures. If you're making a Surat HaPetach for that fourth wall, he says it's a mavoi, and lechatchila you should make that Surat HaPetach also within three tefachim. He says it is a question. It seems to be mitzadeh to say that it would be okay even if it's not within three tefachim, but he says you should definitely do it within the three tefachim lechatchila. So whether you're building a lechi or building a Surat HaPetach, try and make it within three tefachim. Lechi afilu shvarim v'shivri shvarim k'sherim bo. The lechi can be even made up of pieces as long as it's all within, there's no space within three tefachim. Like you can use, if you're 10 tefachim high, you can make a little bit of, foam or plaster, whatever you're making your rod out of, you can do a little bit here, a little bit here, perhaps even tape. Just a little bit and a little bit and a little bit, and that's fine. Hagav, lechin osim lechim yisi tachui bakotza, you could even make it out of a thin layer of plaster. But you have to make sure that animals or things don't come and wipe it away. Chet, lechi sha'asa'o me'atzei asherah kasher. A lechi could be made from atzei asherah, because even though atzei asherah, it's a vadazara and it has to be burnt, and halachically we don't say it has a shear. We say by a lechi, it's true there's a vertical shear, but that's not really counted, and mitzvah lav lehenas nisnu. So whatever, for a couple of reasons, and at the end of the day, you end up with the wall. It's okay because alechi has no thickness, and also, even if you take the afar from an asherah that's burnt, you're allowed to use the burnt ashes, and that'll count. All right, we'll stop.